KR4 FNC, mobile, monitoring.
KR4 FMC, KR4 ETW.
Then, KR4 FEW, ITW. I always get these wrong.
Do twos, Kilo Romeo 4 Echo Tango Whiskey. That's Chuck.
Hey, good to talk to you. You just out and about doing some Christmas shopping or sitting back and waiting for the day?
Haircut, chiropractor in the store.
It's a good cycle. Chiropractors generally hope to make you feel better. The store? Nah, never. Not unless it's good stuff.
Right, chiropractor closing at 12. The store, I just don't really care to go. But all's good.
Just have fun at all the stores, but I can tell you, with all the online shopping now, it makes it so much easier. You know, now I don't have to get out and fight the crowds and do anything, but I tend to miss half of the Christmas joy that way.
Roger. You would go ahead with that call sign name again. It was kind of scratchy when I first checked.
Copy that. Yeah, this is Kilo Romeo 4 Foxtrot November Charlie. KR4 FNC. Frick. And normally I'm in Simpsonville area, but yeah, today I'm up here getting close to Paris Mountain.
Yeah, normally I'm over at Campobello, but I'm in Greer right at the time.
Campobello is a nice little area up there. Know some people up there, and had an employee that worked up in that area, or not worked, but lived up in that area. So, yeah, nice area.
It's a good little area. Getting a little bit too many people moving in, but, you know, I kind of like the country.
Time the country's good, the people are going to start moving there. You know, it's a sad fact of life, but, you know, it happens all the time.
I've been up for a good while, but I still get the people moving in and say, man, it's nice up here. We need to get us a grocery store up here so we won't have to drive to town. We need to get this up here. And I said, no, that's what's the matter.
Yeah, once you get the grocery stores, you get a few other things up there, now the convenience is there and more people are going to move in and around it.
Yeah, what kind of radio are you talking on?
I got a little kid radio, H8. It's a handheld 10-watt unit, and I got it wired into a magnetic mount vehicle antenna.
Yeah, it's working good. Signal good and strong. Got a little hiss to it, but it's just because it's on WT.
You know, I hear that every now and then. Sometimes it comes in clear, and sometimes it's got a hiss, and you know, sometimes I think it's okay. Could be the motor operating on the truck, you know, alternator or something like that. But nothing I can really figure out and hammer down.
One, two, on mobile antenna or ladder antenna, and I get the same response because I think it's just a walkie-talkie picking up the background noise.
Being the fact it's a magnetic mount, so it's not really firmly grounded to the truck, so you know that could have an aspect. That could have an aspect to it. Other than that, you know, that mobile mount seems to be getting out really good.
Well, it's good and clear. I mean, there's no problem with the modulation. It don't affect what you're trying to say anyway. We talked on a old Kenwood, several years old, but. Seems to be doing all right.
Yeah, it seems like everybody likes the old Kenwood. That and the Icons out there. And now recently I think the Yaesus are the popular breed.
Here will be transferred to my pickup, but I got a new Icon to go in here, that 2730. It'll be moved in here in the next couple of weeks, but I just like talking on anything it talks.
That? Who's that? Yeah, I've been perusing the various sites, trying to find a nice quad band transceiver so I can get down into the HF areas, because since I just got my general about a month and a half, 2 months ago, I haven't been able to talk on anything other than 2 meter and or 70 centimeters. So looking to get down to some of the other bands and maybe see if I can reach out and talk to somebody.
I'm staying on you. I just got my tech. I hadn't started the general yet, but I think I can talk on 10 meter, just certain parts of it.
Correct. That is correct. The tech does go to the 10 meter. Looking at the quad bands that I've seen, 10 meter is kind of where they start, and they get to 10, 6, 2, and the 70 centimeter. And sometimes the one in between, the 1.25 meter. So I figure for affordability state and the fact that I don't want to have, half a dozen radios to hit the various bands, I want to try and get something that covers as much as I can.
Roger. KR4ETW. You get too many radios and too many antennas.
That's correct. I don't want to have too much out there. Plus, wife's got me on a budget. She says, ham radio, you're not going to be spending all our money on ham radio. No, I'll keep it within reason.
Understand, it's my reason and her reason. It could be different.
It's a simple fact. Her reasoning is, that takes away from what you could be giving me. No problem. It's a fun. It's a great hobby. I've been playing with radios since the early 70s and got out of it for a while, and now I'm kind of slipping back into it a little bit.
Back in the 70s, I drove a truck, so I was 10-11 meter, pretty heavy, and I met a couple of people who started this and got the 11 meter going too, so I'm enjoying it.
Yeah, early 70s, I loved the 11 meter. That was a lot of fun. Back in the day where I actually had to have a license for that one. Now you don't.
Yeah, and I hadn't used that in, 40 years, but I still remember my call sign on 11.
I copy that. Yeah, for me, that's KWJ 2538. I still remember it.
Yeah, I think mine was KGB 3061 back in the day.
That does send the data. The fact that we had that license back then. A lot of people nowadays don't even recall that license.
Lose that once you get in it.
But if you were driving 18-wheelers, you almost couldn't. That was part of the livelihood of getting around. I did that too. Then I also joined a couple of units around there. We did local react groups where we'd listen to things and find trouble on the highways and get out there and help people out as much as we could.
Said the same. But anyway, Rick, I just want to holler back at you. I heard you on there. I fish get out, go into the building. Good talking to you. Maybe I can catch you again. It'd be KR4ETW clear on your final.
KR4ETW. I appreciate it very much. You have a great day and Merry Christmas, and we'll catch you on the next round. This is KR4FNC. This is Rick. I'll be clear. 7-3s, my friend.